Vermont's immigrant farm workers experience hunger and food insecurity at a higher rate than the rest of the population. That is especially true in Franklin County near the Canadian border, where many still avoid leaving their farms because of the presence of federal immigration enforcement agents. One small program, though, is helping to make a difference, one garden at a time. VPR's Melody Baudette reports.
Hidden from the road, behind the trailer where Enrique lives, is a garden full of tomatoes, black beans, and herbs.
The two little plants are habanero chilies.
The garden was started with help from Huertas, Spanish for garden, a community-based program.
I couldn't figure out last year what to do with everything. Yeah, I would give it to the employers, but still we'd lose a lot of the tomatoes. There was so many tomatoes.
This garden was started by another man who lived in this house. When Enrique moved in, he started helping out. Now he lives alone, but the garden is still going.
One, because I like it. And because it benefits me. Once there's something to harvest, I don't buy the vegetables in the grocery store.
Getting to the store isn't easy. He can't drive here, so he asks his employers for a ride.
Hola.
A few miles away, Eva and her husband and young daughter never go to the store.
It's still not ever really safe, so it still will be difficult. We make a list of the things that we need, and we give it to the boss, and he goes and buys those things every 15 days or more if he can, when he can. But sometimes they come and they're not good quality, or they're past right, or they're not great.
This is the fourth or fifth house where the Huertas volunteers have helped this family start a garden, and they have become an important source of fresh food, and for foods farm workers can't find in the grocery store.
Food security is about a lot of things.
Teresa Mayers is co-director of Huertas and an anthropology professor at the University of Vermont.
The way that we typically understand it, which is in most cases, right, is that food insecurity is a result of poverty. And what we're seeing is that farm workers often will have the money to buy food, but it's about having that broader access, whether it's transportation or access to culturally familiar foods.
Food insecurity for farm workers is higher than the Vermont average, and it's more severe in border counties. Mayers says culturally familiar foods are also important to people so far from home.
People being able to cook foods and have flavors that remind them of home is also really important. For families, it's also been, I think, a really important way for parents to share some of that with their kids when they might be living really, really far away from, you know, their home villages.
Huertas began somewhat informally with a few extra plants handed out in spring. Naomi Wolcott-McCausland, co-director of Huertas, works with farm workers for UVM Extension's Bridges to Health program.
And I would say our most important role actually is being the facilitator of access to the starts and seeds, mm-hmm. and supporting communication with employers to make sure the plot can be used or if it needs to be expanded or occasionally around compost.
As the project has grown, they've reached out to commercial growers to donate plants and have begun to grow plants and buy seeds for herbs that wouldn't normally be grown in Vermont.
The UVM greenhouse really took on a lot of the herbs, the papalo, the rue, the pasote, mm-hmm. things that commercial growers wouldn't necessarily grow on their own. Some specialty hot peppers as well that aren't necessarily known to these parts.
Huertas operates on a shoestring budget with some grant money and lots of donated materials and volunteer effort. It serves almost 30 households, and each adult contributes a small amount of money to purchase seeds. Eva works in her garden each day before her shift milking cows. It's a reason to get outside, even in the rain.
It's difficult because in the winter we don't really, there aren't vegetables. In the summer, we're already getting radishes and cilantro and some lettuce.
She picks some rue, which she uses for tea.
In Mexico, we use it when you have a fear or something that you feel here in your chest. And that's how we use it here, too.
For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.